Time now to go Beyond the Bases with the Huntley Little League on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. Put me in cold,
I'm ready to play. Hey, hey, Little League fans all across Kane and McHenry County, welcome to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. My name is Eric Thomas, and we are so proud to be partnering this year with the Huntley Little League to introduce you to some of the rising stars, as well as meet some of the dedicated coaches, volunteers, and families that make all of Huntley Little League possible for our kids. Joining me in the dugout today on this episode of Beyond the Bases is Coach Jeff, Vice President of Softball. Jeff, thanks for stopping by again. In case people missed you on your first episode, give me 30 seconds on who you are and what part do you play in Huntley Little League?
So I am originally from Buffalo, New York, moved here in 2003. We've been in the Huntley, Lake in the Hills area for the last 8 years. I've got a 10-year-old son and an 8-year-old daughter, been married for 12 years now. I've spent almost 20 years in construction between a couple big box and window companies, and now I currently manage the West Coast operations for a school furniture company. So it's cool to be able to help kids in a different way, get the furniture into school, and kind of do walkthroughs at the end of our installations and really see the difference that our product makes. So I feel like I have some meaning behind my job, which is really important to have, and that carries over into what I'm able to do on my volunteer time. My spare time, I play hockey, but I'm not coaching all the teams. I love hockey and get to coach and hang out with the kids all the other times.
You know, it's really a blessing that the culture of your full-time, day-to-day career really supports your volunteer time. Now to the team that you're coaching, the Huntley Havoc, where did it start?
So I know you've talked about 47s and you've had TJ on. That was kind of the inspiration for softball because we thought if the boys can do it, the girls absolutely can do it. So I had a discussion with a dad. I was on Father's Day last summer. And he ended up being one of our coaches. But he said, Jeff, there's so much talent in Huntley and we keep losing it to travel organizations. How do we keep it in-house? How do we make sure that we're competitive and give the girls a chance to play in a competitive outlet? And he was very passionate about it. And I said, listen, Joe, it's not a 2024 thing. It's on my radar for 2025. And he very begrudgingly accepted it. And then I started thinking and I thought, why would we wait a year to do this when all the talent's right there? Everybody's ready to go. I know there's interest. I've had many, many people reach out about the opportunity because, of course, they heard about the boys doing it. So I got with a couple coaches about how we could do this. And I very carefully picked my coaches. So Joe Morfoot, being our 11U coach, was the one who, you know, definitely started the ball rolling. He's been coaching for a while. It's funny, I coached his daughter in soccer when she was 5. And now 4 years later, we're reunited. And then our 10U coach, Brian Hagen. What's funny about Brian is at the beginning of spring last year, he said, I'll coach, but only if it's absolutely you don't have enough, I'll do it. Well, when you tell a VP of softball that you'll do it, that means you'll do it, right? So I said, great, you're in. So he went from being a backup to now he coaches a regular little league team and our 10U Havoc team. So it's a pretty funny story there. And then our 9U coach, Sean Wachter. Sean and I worked very closely last year with the minor B softball division, growing the tournament, the All-Star game. He was a very integral part of that. So when I approached him, he said, absolutely, let's figure out how to grow this game more. So I've had a couple other teams in the district reach out and say, Jeff, how'd you build this program so quickly? How'd you do it so well? And it starts with the coaches, Joe, Brian, and Sean. We are on a group text. I can tell you we sent 100,000 group text messages since last summer. And that I don't think that's an exaggeration. But I mean, sometimes it's as early as 5:30 in the morning and sometimes it's as late as 11 at night. It's a think tank. And how can we do this better? And how can we do this right for the girls? So through that passion that the three had and the support and the goal of giving the girls the right place to show their talents, Havoc was born.
So where does Havoc travel when they play? Is there a specific region or a circuit the team competes in?
We are going to Indianapolis in the middle of April. That's our first and only official out-of-state tournament. So all three teams are going to that, our 9U, 10U, and 11U down in Greenwood, Indiana, which is just south of Indianapolis. We intentionally scheduled our travel tournament first before our local tournaments because we wanted the girls to have that bond and really feel like I've been in travel baseball for the last 3-4 years. And when the boys get to the hotel and they jump in the pool and they have that time for an hour or two together, and then they get to hang out in between games, and the whole hotel experience is really a good team bonding thing. So coaches and I said, let's do that first. Let's get the team bonding. I mean, granted, these girls have worked together every single Sunday since last November. So it's been nonstop, but to have that kind of off the diamond experience with each other to have some fun and bond, we thought was important. So we're going to Indianapolis, and then we've got tournaments scattered throughout the Chicagoland area. We're in Naperville, Oaklawn, Algonquin, Schaumburg, we're in for one. And then we'll host within the district on a few Sundays in May and June. Because other teams in the district also have, we call it competitive play teams in Little League, which other teams have their own version of Havoc, but we'll play against those a few Sundays from now. So we'll end up with about 20 games when it's all said and done, which is really, really cool that for a hybrid program, they're going to get that much action.
Coach Jeff, what is the foundation, your philosophy? What's the focus for your team? Is it on the competition, player development, maybe a little bit of both?
So we have a mission statement, and it's really important to myself and the rest of the team and all the coaches that we have involved. We hosted a meeting last July, and we had it at the Park District. They're a fantastic partner to us. We had it in the theater, and I was able to present what Huntley Havoc means to us. And we came up with a mission statement for our organization, which I think we try to focus on every single time we take the field. And that's to mold our teams into not only great athletes, but also great young women. The discipline we learn from our softball experience extends into our daily lives, and the success we achieve from our hard work and perseverance through adversity teaches life lessons that extend far beyond the diamond. Havoc is committed to creating a sense of sportsmanship, teamwork, and we promote positive social, emotional, and physical development in our players. It's our goal to create memories that will last these young women throughout their life. Only Havoc Softball is committed to making champions. We drafted that and came up with that, and we live by that every single time we're out there.
Definitely tell there were a lot of prep into that.
Yeah, when I tell you it's been a labor of love and hours upon hours, I do want to make sure that we recognize our wives for letting us do this. I mean, they see the end goal, and of course, it's their kids too. But when I tell you it's hours and meetings and phone calls and texts, and they're keeping up with everything else while we can pour what we pour into this, obviously we can't do it without their support system.
So you have the mission now. How do you fulfill it? What's the recruitment process like to get on the Huntley Havoc?
So we have the advantage of Huntley Little League of having an internal talent pool of almost 200 girls. So we see these girls every single day, every single week when we play with them, when we play against them. And we can look as coaches and say, that player belongs to be on a travel team. And then we can invite them to tryouts. And that's what we did with the majority of girls. Now, an invite to a tryout is not anything close to a guarantee that you're making the team. It's, we think you have the talent, show us what you have. So we hosted tryouts last July up at Tommaso, and the girls showed up. And you know, it's difficult because you do invite some girls, and unfortunately, some of the girls don't make it because we want to put the best product that's out there. And we came up with the three teams, the 9, 10, and 11. And man, it was a process to make sure we had the right girls, and we had our eval sheets and had a scoring system, and we made sure we did everything the right way. But we do have that advantage. Of course, we have our social media platforms through Facebook and Instagram. Our social media, Chuck Moran took over social media last year and turned it to looking at like a professional marketing company doing it. And the amount of positive feedback I've gotten on him and his team and what they've done for social media has been absolutely phenomenal. But there's not a lot of travel teams in Huntley. You know, you have a couple of the big two, Huntley Red Raiders, of course, being the biggest one, along with a couple of them surrounding areas in Crystal Lake. But we have a ton of talent. I've said this a few times, but I want to make sure people understand it's important to recognize how much talent of girls softball there is in Huntley. And it's really important that we give them a place to showcase that. And that's why we have Huntley Havoc. And that's why we were able to form the teams. And who knows what 2025 will look like. But hopefully we're here in a couple months talking to each other about our next tryouts, our next team, and how we can get more girls out on the field.
Now, with all the talent that you've seen, can you share a memorable or maybe inspiring team story?
Absolutely. And I'll try not to get choked up about this one, but our 11U team had one opening left going into Christmas break. And we were trying to find just the right player. And the coach and I were going back and forth. And there was an opportunity to have a player join the team. And we knew ultimately it was the right decision. So Coach Joe always goes above and beyond for his team, just like Brian and Sean. But in this moment, he did a Secret Santa moment and delivered a Havoc gift bag to this player's house on Christmas morning. So she was able to open the present. And I am getting choked up talking about it, but to see her reaction reminds us that this is why we do it. The girls are so excited. And yeah, it's a grind, especially behind the scenes. But when you see the reactions like that and see the smiles on the faces of the girls on the field, when we're out there, man, it's all worth it.
That's why you guys are investing the time with our kids. Such a cool story. And that's why we are spotlighting Huntley Little League on the radio to let people know about the impact of Huntley Little League.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I appreciate the time on the radio to kind of get the message out there. One more shout out to my coaches and our families for the support to get us to this spot. Thanks again, Eric.
Thanks, Jeff. If you want to learn more about Huntley Little League, want to volunteer, or even provide financial support through your local business, just go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. I'm Eric Thomas. Thanks so much for listening today to this episode of Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio, and HuntleyRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. If you would like to support, volunteer, or learn more about what you just heard, go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. Or check them out on Facebook. Just search Huntley Little League. We hope to see you out at the old ball field soon.